face a job or Bibby. Log 1105. I'm crouching here in the depths of the jungle in the dark, waiting for the elusive sound that... Wait, what's this? Here it comes. Shh, listen. But we have just witnessed the elusive sounds of the city. 101.9 CITR, Vancouver.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen of Vancouver. Welcome to the next episode of Sounds of the City Radio. You are here with your host, Ryan, with you for the next hour. I'm going to be with you till 11 o'clock, and I promote upcoming live music in and around Van City. And as usual, we have tons of good stuff coming up. My show doesn't stick to any particular genre. We go from anything from electro to hip-hop to indie to whatever you can possibly think of. However, I do try to keep each show within a certain framework so it doesn't get too confusing. But yeah, thanks for listening. Welcome to Sounds of the City Radio. Once again, I am your host, Rain, and what I want to start the show with is some Brastronaut, Vancouver's very own Brastronaut. They're having a show at the Rio Theatre, and that is happening on June the 2nd. Tickets for that show are only $15 in advance, and I highly recommend that. Because why? They're playing next to Utidur, and that, if you want to know how to spell that, it's U-T-I-D-U-R. They're playing next to Utidur, and at the Rio Theatre, you can drink now, as many of you know, which is absolutely fucking fabulous. Did I say the F word? Oops, my bad. Didn't mean to. Well, it's just like I was talking about it with my other buddy, who will be on air in a relatively short period of time. I have a special co-host presenting today's episode. My roommate, dear friend, and music enthusiast, Ben Cooper, will be with us in a literally short time. However, for now, he's still in the other room trying to figure out some computer details with his own life. But yes, going back to Brastronaut, they're playing at the Rio Theatre on June the 2nd. Once again, tickets for that show are only $15. Now, I want to play a song by them. It's called Hands Behind, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Getting used to being free. genie and leave. Your gaze is fixed on all but me. Standing at the edge of such a cold hard shell. Another day is feeding on itself. If this is what you wanted, take it back. If this is what you wanted, cut me slack. I count the things you did, but I lost track. I count the things you took that I want back. This thought out of my head. It takes control and keeps me in my bed. Standing at the edge of such a cold hard shell. Another day is feeding on itself. If this is what you wanted, take it back. What you wanted, cut me slack. I count the things you did, but I lost track. I count the things you took that I want back.
Just heard was some good old Brastronaut for you right here tuning in live. If you just tune in right now, you're listening to Sounds of the City Radio, and I'm your host Ryan here at CHL 101.9 FM. However, we have a very special guest today on air with me, and he is a very special music enthusiast of Vancouver. Many people know him for his great critical work on Vancouver bands. He's also happens to be my roommate, who's sitting right here. But I'd like to introduce Ben. Ben, thanks for coming in today, and welcome to Sounds of the City Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Glad you came. What we just heard was Brastronaut with the song Hands Behind, and we're going to carry on. It was a good tune, but if you want to hear that tune live, go check them out at the Rio Theater on June the 2nd. But carrying on with the rest of the show, on June the 4th, we have Winter Sleep, which they are a good band. Well, the thing is, I think everyone knows that one song by Winter Sleep where it's called, what is it called? Weighty Ghost.
Where do you get off calling them a good band?
Because I like that song, and everyone knows that song.
Yeah,
like,
but they have that one song, and that's all they have. That the entire rest of the album sucked so hard. They are the definition of the one-hit wonder.
But when you have that one good song, like, doesn't that one song, why the fuck are they so famous?
Because that one song is really good.
And because of one song you can do anything. Like, so I guess that one song, if I cover that song and I do like a just one funky version of it, like, will that get me famous as well?
Maybe. I don't know. How tight are your pants?
Do they wear tight pants?
No.
You would.
I've never actually seen them. I just loved that song, and then I heard the rest of the album, and I almost cried. It was so bad.
So compare that one. Why is that one song good, and why do you think the rest of the album sucks balls?
Well, because it's catchy. You know, as with everything that anyone loves, it's all around nostalgia, right? I remember listening to that with a bunch of my buddies, half drunk, and singing along to it, and that's the reason I love it.
That's the reason you love it right now, though, but why the hell did you start listening to it in the first place?
My buddy Omar played it like when I first came out, and he just sang along to it like there was no tomorrow, and it made me laugh. And then from then on, I was just like, all right,
I guess when you change the word ghosts into goats, it kind of adds a little bit of an additional touch to it. But like, I'm curious to know, what don't you like about the rest of their music?
It's just plain. I don't even remember it because I listened to it a couple of years ago when that album came out, and there was just nothing extraordinary about it. It was just like the same old rock that we've been hearing for the last several decades.
All right, fair enough. Well, we're gonna listen to their only good song according to us, me and Ben here. It's called "Weighty Ghost." But before that, just so you guys know, for those of you guys who do like them and are willing to pay $25 to see their show. You see, I promote upcoming shows that I like, and I am promoting this show because I'm presenting them on air. I'm allowed to have my own opinion about bands. So, but both me and Ben like this song, and it's called "Weighty Ghost," and we're gonna play it for you right here. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9, and then we'll be back with more of me and Ben.
I got out of bed today. Swear to God, couldn't see my face. I got out of bed today, staring at a ghost who forgot to float away. Didn't have all that much to say. Wouldn't even tell me his own name. And where'd my body go? Where would my body go? Africa or Mexico? Where would my body go? And where'd my body go? Oh, have you seen my ghost?
Oh, have you seen my ghost?
Oh, have you seen my ghost? See my ghost. Oh, have you seen my ghost? Look at those goddamn clouds. I eat some kind of medicine, man. Cut the demons out of my head. You can't kill the thing that's already dead, so leave my soul alone. I don't need no
surgery. Take those knives away from me. Just wanna die in my own body. A ghost just needs a home. Oh, have you seen my ghost? See my ghost, see my ghost. Oh, have you seen my ghost? Staring at the ground. Oh, have you seen my ghost? See my ghost, see my ghost. Oh, have you seen my ghost? Sick of those rock and clouds. Na 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 na.
Hey, that was Way to Ghost by Winter Sleep. If you actually do enjoy Winter Sleep, give us a call at 604-822-2487. Let's hear another one. It's called Avalanche by Winter Sleep.
Sentiments. month of May is Asian Heritage Month. This month is an opportunity to acknowledge and celebrate the rich history of Asian Canadians and their contributions to our communities. Since its inception in Toronto in 1993, cities across Canada, including Vancouver, have been holding annual festivities to recognize Asian Heritage Month throughout the month of May. CITR will be airing special PSAs to keep you up to date on local events, informative pieces about Asian Canadians in the Vancouver community, and special blocks of Asian Heritage Month programming. So stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM and logged in to CITR.ca for all things Asian Heritage Month this month of May.
And the song you just heard before the ad was by Pearl Jam. I mean, sorry, Winter Sleep, my bad. I don't know, sorry. I guess they just sounded a lot like Pearl Jam that we just thought, I called them Pearl Jam while we're at it. See, I think that's what it comes down to. The reason why I personally don't like that band is that I kind of feel like they're trying to be a lot like Seattle, or at least what comes out of Seattle.
Yeah, they just sound like so many others.
But Brastronaut, and I'm not saying just because Brastronaut's local, I'm supporting them more, but Brastronaut has a very unique sound. That's why, like...
And they're talented musicians.
It takes it to a whole new level. Like, have you seen these guys live and, like, see with the recording is just a world of a difference. I saw them live last year at the Big Time Out Festival was in Cumberland, and wow, what a powerful performance. Like, wicked solos in between. Like, they add so much more to the actual song that it exists. So, yeah, for those of you who don't want to see Brastronaut, have fun at the Winter Sleep Show. Good times, eh? Good times. But carrying on with the rest of the show, I'll start bashing people. On June the 6th, we have Fortune Sound Club is hosting Mr. Kim Churchill. And for those of you who don't know Kim Churchill, I was fortunate to have an interview with him a couple months ago, and we played it on air. But for those of you who don't know him, he's a 20... I don't think he's 21 yet. He just turned 20. 20-year-old Australian musician who... plays the world-class version of the best guitar version that you've ever heard in your entire life. What does that mean? He plays so quick that you're blown away by how fast he can do without dropping his eyes out. And as a 21-year-old, he covered a song by John Butler, John Butler's Ocean. And I saw him perform that live, and I was just like, wow, you're going to go to the top. And back then, he did a show with 100 people at the Media Club. The next time I saw him, he had a sold out show at the Media Club. And then he went and played with Daniel Wesley a couple months ago at the Commodore Ballroom, and now he's headlining his show at a 500 capacity venue, Kim Churchill, and he's only 21. See, I want to wait for this guy to get really, 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 really famous, and I'd be like, booyah, that guy was on my radio show. That guy was on Sounds of the City Radio. Proof, I got proof, here it is. And he actually says he was proud to be on my show.
Well, he seems like a nice guy.
He's 21-year-old. He doesn't know much about the world. Of course he's nice.
He's not jaded yet.
He's not. Well, like, I was speaking to him, and he made it very simple. He's like, I was washing dishes, and then I realized that I make twice as more money on washing dishes than I do... twice as more money busking than I do washing dishes. So I was just like, all right, I'll continue busking. And then he just continues busking, and then that busking led him to a career in music where he travels to Vancouver twice a year, travels to BC twice a year, and performs wicked, wicked tunes. I want to play you one song. It's called Rusted Walls, and then we'll be back to hear more of my positive comments, me and Ben's positive comments on Kim Churchill. You're listening to on Sounds of the City Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
On the shoreline with castles of sand, watch as the tide comes and rips them down again. You will find, no, you will find a long line of houses sitting in a row. Look for the ones with rusted walls and trees that dim the glow of the morning sun. You follow your feet to the edge of the world, and people that you meet will often come.
commander. Summer's day is judged by lack of things to do. Find yourself a quiet place and wasted hired shoes. There is time.
There is time.
Build up your answers, they'll be ripped to the ground. Take all your chances and hope you're still around at the end. You follow your feet to the edge of the world.
People that you meet
will often come and go. Around after they know.
And what you just heard was the lovely Kim Churchill. If you guys want a pair of tickets to go see Kim Churchill play live at Fortune Sound Club on June the 6th, then please pick up your phone and dial 604-822-2487. Once again, if you want a pair of tickets to see Kim Churchill live, 604-822-2487. Call now, and you're going to see him perform with Emily Spiller.
Lights your mind on fire, being all alone. Welcome to the ones who think beyond their place, he said when I told him of my hours of waste. Oh, sit down and listen, there's more to my face. We start the fires, then ensue the chase. There are no guns on our shoulders, but we give the orders. No deaths to our name, but millions to our causes. We're so fucking clever, and we don't have an answer. We'll make up a god who demands that we stand up and do what we're told. Even though that we don't know, it's a start of a faith, and it makes ways to trace life. It keeps us in line. It's fair to be kind, but I won't sit on my knees and be told to wear a blue tie and stop what I please. When you say I need to shine my shoes, I can leave. I don't need you in my life, and that's me. Places where the ones in our head and dreams with two faces are deep ocean heavens and wide river dances excite reverie with pills and our glances. Oh, give me a mountain with my false mood enhances. Whilst one sails you through, the other leaves chances. Oh, cracks in the road and red rivers rancid. If all life was fair, would it make us too placid like a stale swamp land? Dish of taxes, watch lumberjacks leave with unforgiving axes and cut down the trees. The perfumes that relax us, step out of line. Watch God as he smacks us. The cue into heaven seems to lifelong distract us. It feels like I'm spinning on society's axis. Guess I'll keep my dreams, but they're more than your answers. You'll burst at the seams. No, I'll take my chances, and that's me.
Stop. my name.
Get ready. The North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Interactive Conference takes over Toronto June 11th to 17th. 7 days, 50 stages at 650 bands, including The Flaming Lips, Bad Religion, Raekwon and Ghostface, Matthew Good, and much, much more. Plus, 40 films and 4 huge free public concerts downtown. Get it all for just $50 with a North by Northeast wristband. Buy online and get full festival details at www.nxne.com. North by Northeast celebrating 18 years of great music.
Get ready for Volume 4 of Next Music from Tokyo. A mayhem of indie Japanese music will descend on Vancouver Wednesday, May 23rd at the Waldorf Hotel, featuring Japan's best and brightest rock legends. The Zazen Boys, Group Inu, Charan Porantan, and Praha Depart. Next Music from Tokyo is a non-profit cross-Canada tour showcasing the best independent and underground music from Japan. Volume 4 of Next Music from Tokyo, Wednesday, May 23rd at the Waldorf Hotel.
And the songs that you just heard were by Kim Churchill. The first one was called Rusted Walls, and after that we heard Turns to Stone. Unfortunately, everyone is sleeping right now, so no one... I didn't get a phone call to for the pair of tickets to see Kim Churchill, so that will still be up for grabs if you guys, in the next half an hour, still call in at 604-822-2487. I'll give you a pair of tickets to go see that show. Yeah, good tune, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's a really talented artist. You know, it goes to show, like, when you really dedicate yourself to something completely, how much you can accomplish.
You can accomplish it. Like, a lot of people... I don't know, this is definitely my own personal opinion, and a lot of people might get pissed off if they hear me saying this, but like, I don't believe so much in failure. Like, I couldn't make it in the industry. I think anybody can, any musician can make it in this music industry, but I just think they should try harder, if you know what I mean. Like, last week we had Sons of Granville in on the show, and for those of you who missed the show, Sons of Granville are the violinist and guitar player and a recently added drummer that they play on Granville Street, but they busk 40 hours a week throughout the city. So you can find them, you can find Thomas and Matthew on Thomas, Matthew and Jared on Granville Street. You can find them right in front of the Cambies, like what do you call that? This is the subway, I call it constantly, the Canada Line, Cambie Station. Like, they are everywhere. Everyone knows them. And over in this past 6 months alone, they've gathered 2,000 likes on Facebook. And like, that's
Facebook,
more
the measurement of everything.
Well, it is a decent measurement. Like, people go on it, type in Sons of Granville, find it. They have to like, you know, they have to click like on it. Like, hey, Sounds of the City has been trying really hard. It hasn't been 6 months; it's only been 2 weeks, but we have nearly 60 likes. So, if you guys go to Sounds of the City on Facebook, please like me, and I'll like you back. And I swear, I'll give you free tickets to a whole bunch of free stuff,
and he'll give you free kisses.
I'll give you free hugs and kisses as well.
Yeah, but Sons of Granville, they're so solid. It's just like the Boom Booms, as a local example, or the Beatles. The Beatles just played all the time, and as such, they got really darn good at what they
did. The Beatles actually, where did I read? I can't remember where exactly it was, but they had a gig in it was either Germany or Austria. Essentially, they had to go play 4 hours a night, 5 days a week. And they played, their sets was from like, I don't know, 11 to like 3 in the morning, or 11 to 4 in the morning. That's what their sets were. And so hence, they constantly had to replay the same song over and over again. They naturally got better.
Yeah, and at that point, it was all covers. But, you know, they took all these classics and was like, oh, what is really great about this tune? Why do people really love it? And so they had all that time to reflect on that and to master those pieces.
And then keep on playing every single day. Eventually you get better. And that's what Kim Churchill's like too. Like, he's a, when I spoke to him, he told me he started guitar when he was 9, and that's all he did. Like, that's what he was.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't focus on, he never, I told you, he washed dishes. He didn't have any other job. So he wasn't like juggling a career, a music career, like another different job, trying to, he wasn't juggling 5 different things at the same time. He just did music from day one, and that is definitely what inspires me. So all you good musicians out there, I just, so you know, me and Ben truly believe in you.
Well, not just musicians, anyone if you want to do something with your life,
you can do
dedicate 40 hours a week to it. Honestly, think about it, do it, create it 40 hours a week. Put that aside, and within a year, you'll be mastering something.
But what if you need to make money? What if, like, how does that work? Like,
well, eventually that will come. It's like, mm-hmm. it's like with anything, right? Kim Churchill didn't get paid for his first gig, I'm sure.
No, he didn't.
Or maybe he got like $5 from busking.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, now he's playing sold out shows.
That is true.
So if you really love it, dedicate yourself to it. Lesson of the day.
Oh, good to know. Well, carrying on with the rest of this show, I got good news for people. Because I'm going to be announcing a series of shows that you don't have to pay a single penny to go see. Actually, no, you do have to pay $250 to get on the SkyTrain to get there. And if you don't, they're going to bust your ass because they've been really clamping down on those stuff recently.
Actually, it's Zone 2. It would be a little bit more, wouldn't it?
Is it?
Well, it's in New West, right?
I guess so.
Are you talking about
true.
Uptown Live?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be fun, man. Oh, Zolas.
The Zolas. We Are the City. Dan Moxon Trio. Dan Moxon was the former singer of Bend Sinister, as you all know. And we're really happy to have, hopefully, next week we might have the Zolas in on air, but it depends on a lot of the scheduling conflicts right now. But they're going to be headlining, them and We Are the City are going to be headlining a show out in New West, and other bands performing are the New Values, Fine Times, and Earlstown Winter. So we have a whole eclectic mix. They have three different stages, including a kid stage. Sorry, I can't remember the name of the kid child performers, but they weren't. They were more children performers as opposed to musicians.
Is Pokeroo
going
to be there?
Who?
Pokeroo?
Which one's Pokeroo?
You never watched the Polka Dot Door?
Dude, I grew up in Iran. I grew up with poorly dubbed Japanese animation cartoons.
Sweet.
Okay. Well, they're actually really, really sweet. I'll show you some when we get back home.
Cool.
After lunch.
Yeah, but free show, Zolas, like, come on.
Yeah, that's happening May 26th, next Saturday. And I'm going to pass the DJ control to Mr. Ben here. And what song from the Zolas are we... Introduce a song we're going to play from the Zolas. But
let's play The Great Collapse. This is a great tune.
All right. Do you have any opinion about... The band's not here, but you can give opinion based on the band, behalf of the band.
I really love this song. I really loved writing this song.
Oh, there you go. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM. Sounds of the City. Like us on Facebook, please.
I dreamt about you the other night. We were there when people started to die. The seas rose to a terrible height, but we survived. Yes, we grass fly open the cracks. The birds return, the nights went black. Yeah, we were lovers in the great collapse. The season came, the season passed. So free what you love, cause it's gonna die anyway. Those golden days will be fossilized. Back it up, back it up.
Bad Bird Events and CITR present the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at a new venue, the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, now bigger, brighter, and with more records than ever before. Featuring music by the Knights of the Turntable. And free with admission, the Vinyl Fair discount card. Get 10% off all vinyl purchases at participating record stores across Vancouver. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. Go to www.vinylrecordfair.com or find us on Facebook for more information.
All right. Hey, we just heard The Great Collapse by the Zolas and an ad for the Main Street Vinyl Fair.
There you go. Yeah. Once again, May 26th, the Zolas, We Are the City, Dan Moxon Trio, and a whole bunch of other wicked bands are going to be playing in New Westminster right on the Sixth Avenue and 6th Street. It's just one big block. And if you show up there earlier in the day, the show starts at 1 o'clock and it goes till 6. But if you show up there earlier in the day, there's going to be the famous Hayek Festival Parade, which you don't want to miss. But don't bring your cars, bring a bike, take a walk, enjoy the sunny day. And it's going to be a sunny day because it's been beautiful outside for the past 2 weeks. After you're done rocking out to a whole bunch of wicked music during the day, go home, get some rest on your Saturday night. And on Sunday, come check out the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair at the Cambrian Hall. That's literally on the corner of One House Inn, on the corner of 17th and Main. For there's going to be like 20 vendors, vinyl record vendors there. CITR is sponsoring the show, so if you support that, you are supporting the radio station. And if you're supporting the radio station, you're supporting me staying on air. So I really, really appreciate that if you do so.
You're supporting culture.
You're supporting culture. And hey, vinyl records, which does not seem to be dying out. It seems to be going stronger and stronger as the days come along. But that's this weekend for you. And yeah, I'm glad. You're welcome. Anytime. If you want, I know you had a hard time figuring out what you wanted to do, and I helped you out. Congratulations to Mr. Len Dash P for winning a pair of tickets to see Kim Churchill live at the Fortune Sound Club on June 6th. Once again, opening for Kim Churchill was my guest here 2 weeks ago, Miss Emily Spiller. So lucky for you, Len, and unlucky for anybody else who did not call in. There you go. Carrying on with the rest of the show, I still have another 50 minutes with you. I'm happy to announce once again another show happening at the Biltmore, and it's by Vancouver's very own Adeline, and that show is happening on June the 7th. Tickets for that show are only $15, so I highly recommend you check that out. For now, I'm going to just play you a song by Adeline, and it is called Famous for Fire. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City Radio.
When we are one, but without you, I'm a
And obviously that was a trick question, and I was just making sure that Ben knew his stuff, and he did. I don't bring bullshit in on air. Once again, okay, and Adeline, here we go. You're listening to Famous for Fire on CRT 101.9 from Vancouver.
Waiting with us. Hello, you are listening Sounds of City on CITR 101.9. That be Adeline. She play song. She a pretty voice. She pretty girl.
And she had the perfect voice. And she playing at the Biltmore on June 7th. Tickets for those shows are $15. Check it out at the Biltmore Cabaret on June 7th. That is not too far from now. But a week later after that, well, actually a little bit more than a week later after that, we have another band from Vancouver. Yes, we are all about Canadian music, and more so, we are all about BC music. More even so, we're all about Vancouver music. Hey Ocean is going to be playing on June the 16th at the Vogue Theatre. They're currently on a cross Canada tour right now. I think they just had a show in Toronto. They're going to be coming back to town very shortly for the June 16th show. And guess what? Tickets for that show are only $20 in advance. So go to ticketweb.ca, buy a pair of tickets to go see Tim, not, I was going to say Kim Churchill.
Go see Hello Ocean.
Go see Hello Ocean.
Hi Ocean.
They are a wicked band. I've seen them play numerous times. I saw them play for the Jazz Fest. They were the first band they opened up for the Cat Empire when we first went to see them. Yeah, that was good times. Anyhow, let's listen to a song by them. It's called Big Blue Wave. You're going to be listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver with your special host, Ben, and your always me, Rain.
But I know that it's love we found, and I know that it's here to stay. It's more than just a word we say.
was Hayoshin with the song Big Blue Wave.
She's so pretty.
Yes, she most definitely is. You're listening to us, to me and my special, Raheem, with our special host Ben here at CITR 101.9 FM with Sounds of the City Radio. We're coming to the end of our show, but we nearly forgot to talk about one of the biggest musical events happening close to Vancouver.
Oh, Sasquatch.
Yep, you got it.
The Squatch.
Yeah, the Squatch, the famous Squatch who's been playing, it's a famous, for those of you who don't already know, but I'm sure you do, it's a pretty famous festival that happens down in Washington State and at the Gorge. And let me tell you, the Gorge is, as all gorges are, they're at the bottom of a valley, and they do their, whatchamacallit. That's at the bottom of a valley. I failed geography 3 times, so give me a break when I try to explain geographical stuff. It's at the bottom of a valley, and when you first walk into the gorge space, all I just saw was like a grass field and one stage, and I was like, oh, that's no big deal. Then I heard this music. I'm talking about my own experience when I went last year. And then I heard this music coming from like the corner, and then I just crossed this hill, and all of a sudden I see this big 12,000 people sitting in this huge little slope that ends to a little tiny stage that can actually fit hundreds of people on it. And behind it, it had the beautiful Columbia River. And it was just, it's by far the one of, it's probably the world's, one of the world's most gorgeous venues, and definitely the most beautiful venue I have ever seen.
You're
in
just
my
saying
life.
That because you saw Dave Matthews there.
I am a big fan of Dave Matthews fan, and that was a good show. But
back,
the venue,
back to
but the venue
back
was good.
Sasquatch.
Yeah, Sasquatch.
It's
got an incredible lineup. We got Beirut. We got Tenacious. Who else do we have? We have Tenacious D.
Yeah,
Beirut.
Tenacious D. So Silver Sun Pickups, Girl Talk, Pretty Lights, Mogwai, Saint Vincent. Like it's unreal. Jack White. It just keeps on going. I could literally take the entire show and list all these people, but it would take an hour.
They have a wicked lineup this year. They prepped it really, really well. Speaking of Jack White, he actually has a show next Sunday night after the record fair in Vancouver. But I'm sorry, that was sold out a month ago, and that show was at Queen Elizabeth Theater. So if you want, you can probably go outside the door and try beg for tickets. But
bang, borrow, and steal, baby.
I highly doubt if you do get in. But if you do get one in, give me a call. I'll come see that show with you. I'm just saying. But I would like to play a song before I pass on the mic to D with Stereo Blues. I'm going to play you a song by Beirut, and this is out of their older album. What was the name of their first album again? The Kenneth
Ram's not quite up to speed this morning.
It's okay. I'll ask Dee, and then she'll announce what the name of the album is on her Stereo Blues show. But I want to leave you, and that's actually, I want to leave you with this one song, and then we have to kind of leave right afterwards because it is 11 o'clock and it's time for goodbyes. Ben, do you have any final goodbye words you would like to say to my audience?
It was fun. I hope to high five all of you one day.
Hopefully that will happen. But if you join us on Facebook, then we'll high five you on Facebook. If you know what I mean, get it.
I'll like
hint,
you.
Hint. Yes, do.
I won.
Do
a big thumbs up.
Do give us a thumbs up on Facebook, and I'll be giving out tons of free CDs, free T-shirts from CITR, and even upcoming concert tickets only on Facebook page. So check that out. But I'm going to leave you with one song by Beirut. It's called Elephant Gun. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Thanks for listening, guys. See you guys next week at 10 a.m.
If I was young, I'd flee this town. I'd bury my dreams underground. As did I. We drink to die. We drink to die. Oh.